The whole business made no sense, but that didn't keep it from working. Lady's true name had been named during the final showdown with her husband. She survived, but, according to the mystical rules, was now an ordinary mortal, with looks to kill for. What made her interesting to people in her former trade was that she was a living storehouse of wicked lore. She hadn't lost any of her knowledge, only the ability to employ it. I was surprised that she hadn't been a bigger target than she had so far. Her name had no power over her anymore. Being powerless herself, apparently, she could not take advantage of those true names she knew. Otherwise, she would have dealt with the Howler and her sister a long time ago. And she wouldn't give those names away, even to One Eye and Goblin. She would die first. It takes a strange sort to become a wizard or sorceress. She had her own agenda still, that was certain. One Eye or Goblin were not much, but some things were like dropping a rock down a well. From conversations overheard, I knew Long Shadow would part with 3 or 4 thumbs to get hold of what Lady knew. Funny, whenever he sent Howler to capture her, the scheme machine never quite clicked. You would almost think Howler didn't want his senior partner to become any more senior. Someday I will have to get Lady to explain the whole true names thing in a way that even a dummy like me can understand. Maybe I can get her to explain the whole business of sorcery so that those of us who study these annals will have at least a vague idea of what's going on. Knowing will not keep us from crapping our small clothes when we run into sorcery, but still, it would be nice to have a notion what's behind all the deadly lights. The Shadowlander soldiers were all in place. They gnawed field rations sleepily, hard at work at what soldiers do most. While we all waited, I hung around those who spoke languages I could understand. The philosophers among them examined the intellects and characters of generals who put their troops into formation and made them stand ready when nothing was going to happen. Nothing. The damned Tals were too damned tired to do anything. They'd spent the whole damned night on the move. Tal was sort of a pun. Though short for a Taglian, it also meant turd in the Sangel dialects common south of the Danda Presh. I felt like I'd soldiered with those guys. They spoke my language. Mogaba had built himself a giant observation tower a safe distance behind the lines. It was wooden. I thought he was going to find it uncomfortable pretty soon. Long Shadow and Howler had joined him up there. The atmosphere wasn't festive, but it was far from grim. Nobody was worried about us. Long Shadow threatened to become cheerful. This battle was the culmination of all his planning. When it was over, nothing could stop him from making himself master of the world. Except maybe a few allies who didn't quite share his ambitions. I was hurt. A guy likes to be taken seriously. Mogaba had these people, from top to bottom, believing they were invincible. In the soldiering business, you are often what you think you are. Confidence generates victory. Howler didn't scream once while I watched. Long Shadow didn't throw one tantrum. Much as they fussed about Lady, you would think they would be more tense.